I'd like to welcome everyone out this morning. This is February the 28th. This is the regular session of Commissioners Court. This morning, I've invited the Reverend Huey Jones to give our invocation in recognition of our Black History Month. And after Reverend Jones gives our invocation, we will stand for our pledges. Reverend Jones?
Eternal Father, we come at this hour, first of all, we say thank you for all your blessings that you have bestowed upon us. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for allowing your servant to be able to be with this Commissioners Court on this great day. Praying, Heavenly Father, for our commissioners and their following their agenda, let it be useful for the county, not only the county, but the state. Praying, Heavenly Father, for our Commander-in-Chief of these, our United States, and Master, praying for all elected officials. Let each one of them recognize, Heavenly Father, they need to have a little talk with you before trying to make a decision and leading your people. And Master, we know that election time is going on, and we pray that the voters will recognize that it's not about kinship or friendship, but it's to try to elect the ones that we feel that would be beneficial for our country. Praying, Master, for our men and women who are standing in defense of our great nation, and paralyzed veterans and wounded veterans and the families of whom they have left behind. Take care of all of our sick people locally and those, Heavenly Father, that have a problem. Able these commissioners to do the work which is pleasing in your sight. Bless each one of us, I pray thee in the name of Jesus. Thank God.
Amen. 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 Thank you, Brother Jones.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag, I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state under God, one and indivisible.
Item 3 is consider and take action on approval of A, minutes of the previous meeting.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Gentry, seconded by Commissioner Spencer to approve the minutes of the previous meeting. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those are approved. Item B are payroll changes.
Move to approve payroll changes.
Second.
We need to make a note there.
Yeah.
Is Billy here?
No, but he has the two new hires need to be approved, but those changes need to be postponed. He's got to straighten out some. There was a mix-up, she may know, in the payroll because of the longevity.
So we're approving Jessica Wilson and Elizabeth Jackson?
Yes.
And that's all?
Mm-hmm. Today, yes.
All right.
I have Jessica Wilson.
Let me get
I don't have the other one.
Let me get those out again.
No, I don't.
Did you make a motion, Mike? You did, didn't you?
Yes.
We do know we had some problems on that, but that's the only one that we have.
So we're only approving her?
The web.
This was emailed to us.
I've got it right here.
Okay. Well, I'll have to get the original.
Motion by Commissioner Spencer, seconded by Commissioner Gentry to approve payroll changes for Jessica Wilson and Elizabeth Jackson only.
Okay.
Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Item C is payroll.
Move to approve payroll.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Hefner, seconded by Commissioner Gentry to approve payroll. Those in favor?
Aye.
Payroll is approved. Item D, budget amendments. And we don't have any budget amendments. Item 3D won't require any action. Item 3E are accounts payable.
Move to approve accounts payable.
Second.
Excuse me, I do have an extra one on insurance because we've had a flub up on some of the insurance trying to get everything cleared out right. And this one didn't get entered. It's for $13,060.23. It's from 2 and 17, the claims.
Move to approve payroll with the 2 and 17 claims.
And the auditor is not here for me to get her approval, but I'm not worried about it.
Accounts payable. Move to approve accounts payable. With the insurance bill from 2017.
Yes, he has been in the hospital.
Any discussion? Everybody okay? Motion by Commissioner Spencer, seconded by Commissioner Gentry to approve accounts payable. Those in favor?
Aye.
Accounts payable are approved. Item F is to accept a recording auditor's reports, treasurer's reports, bonds, oaths, deputation certificates, state and county tax summary, contract for public services between Upshur County, Texas, and Meals on Wheels Ministry.
Make a motion to record.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Barco, seconded by Commissioner Heffner to record those documents. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those are recorded.
Thank you.
3G are the applications for use of Upshur County roads and rights of way and permit requests.
Move to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Heffner, seconded by Commissioner Gentry to approve the applications for use of our Upshur County roads and rights of way and permit requests. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those are approved. Item four is discuss and take action to approve I'll let this get signed first. Item four is discuss and take action to approve renewal of memorandum of understanding between Upshur County and Indigent Healthcare Solutions. This is our contract with IHS, and it was time to renew that, and they sent it to us.
Move to approve renewal with IHS.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Spencer, seconded by Commissioner Gentry to approve the renewal.
Is this a change? It's a $4 increase per month for concurrent user. What is that?
Yeah.
How many users do we have?
Two, I think.
Two.
You have auditor's office, and then you have Ruth.
So it'll just be $8 a month?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
$96 a year. We have been paying $1,000 to $50 a month, right?
Yes.
So he's just going up $4 a month per user. Okay.
Those in favor?
Aye.
That memorandum is approved. Item five is discuss and take action to approve the purchase of an office chair for the district clerk's office. There's no one here from that office, but I did get a message from the clerk, and she just said that Melissa needs a new chair in their office. Last time we did this, we spent $120, and so out of the 409 account.
With the office furniture and fixtures.
Furniture and fixtures. So, you know, I recommend we approve.
Motion to
approve. 120, 150, some amount.
Yeah. We've done that before. We said no more than 150.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Is that your motion?
Yes, it is.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Gentry, seconded by Commissioner Spencer to approve the expenditure of $150 for a desk chair for the district clerk's office. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Item six is discuss and take action on upgrading and replacing the current duty weapons and ammunition at the sheriff's office. This is under section 263.151 of the local government code, where it says that the commissioner's court of the county may offer the property as a trade-in for new property of the same general type if the commissioner's court considers that action to be in the best interest of the county. And I've provided everyone, or actually the sheriff's office, the sheriff and Mr. Roberts are here, but they gave us a listing of what they're going to trade in. And would y'all consider this to be in the best interest of the county? They're nodding their head yes.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Gentry, seconded by Commissioner Spencer to approve the trade-in and the upgrade of the ammunition and weapons at the sheriff's office. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved.
You want that,
right? I'm putting a copy of that in the record. Item seven is to discuss and take action to approve municipalities and schools using central counting facilities for election on May 10, 2014. Commissioner Gentry asked for this on the agenda. I also was aware of it, that we might need to take this action. so that when you have your election, you can use our central counting station up here.
Move to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Heffner, seconded by Commissioner Spencer to approve the use of our central counting station for our municipalities and our schools for their May 10th election. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Item 8 is discuss and take action to award IT support and maintenance and infrastructure bids. We've had these bids for a couple of weeks. We've had the opportunity to look over these. And first action we need to take is to award the bid.
The bid for?
Or one or both.
When we negotiate it?
Well,
after the award.
Okay.
This might have some bearing on your decision. I spoke with Inline Technologies and...
Not yet. You have to award the bid first.
You have to designate
the best and lowest bidder.
All righty then. Now...
We're talking about the bids now.
Then you can negotiate the contract after you've designated the best and lowest bidder.
All right, let's just go this direction then. I looked at some of these numbers and I've gone across the board on them, and I believe for our major hardware replacement, it appears to me that Inline has the lowest bid on that portion of the bid. I've determined to be $967.27 for the computer itself, which is not necessarily a tower, but it's a mini computer that sits underneath a monitor. It includes a monitor, 22-inch, and Microsoft Office Home and Business is included, and that's $967.27, and there is no sales tax on that. As
are we awarding bids separately or together?
We can award them separately if you want to.
Okay.
And then the upgrades to our current equipment and software. There is one lower bidder on that portion than Inline, but they are quite a bit higher on the hardware part. So combining the two, I still end up lower on Inline. I don't know what y'all have discovered, but that's what
I've come up with. The Inline's lower.
That's what I came up with
overall.
Too.
Overall. Yeah.
Might
come up a couple $100 a unit cheaper.
And yours includes installation?
That's correct.
Yes.
Contingent upon?
That's correct.
Okay. Yeah. And I don't think anybody else included installation, did
no.
it?
No. We would have to pay per unit if we go with any.
For the install to
right.
actually come in and set out
right.
too.
Which one did okay.
you so when you factor all that in, right they would be lowest overall.
Does the monitor come with it no matter what?
360.
No, it's optional.
So we don't have to buy the monitor?
That's correct.
In
121. You can buy just the tower and you can repurpose the existing monitors.
So he's saying we don't have to buy that monitor. So it'll be even
the
less.
$137.45 portion of that we do not have to buy?
That's correct.
Right.
In a lot of cases, we won't. They'll have the monitors that are acceptable.
Oh, that even. That even
so it's even lower.
Benefit, yeah.
Yeah, it's even lower.
Okay.
So is there a motion on infrastructure?
My motion is to accept Inline for the infrastructure.
I second that.
Motion by Commissioner Gentry, seconded by Commissioner Barker to accept the bid by Inline for the infrastructure upgrade. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Now on support. I looked at that again too. And
Inline's the only one that offers on site at no extra charge.
Right.
There was one of these companies offered what appeared to be a little bit cheaper monthly rate, but it was no on-site services. There was a trip charge on one, so they wouldn't be here ever unless we needed them. Then we'd have to pay them a trip charge. Another one was just
twice as much.
It was an hourly rate for however long we needed them.
Mm-hmm.
There was no on-site services, and they're here 75, 80% of the time, at least?
Yes, or 90.
Probably.
Is this where I can talk about that, or I got to?
We have to accept the bid from Inline.
From Inline.
For technical support.
Second.
Okay. Motion by Commissioner Spencer, seconded by Commissioner Barker to accept Inline as the best and lowest bidder for our support and maintenance. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Now, what they wanted to do at this point was negotiate the length of the contract with you.
I would like to see where we've had this month to month or whatever. We, for the benefit of the county, and I guess for you too, really, but mainly for the county, is to ask you to lock into a 3-year agreement. Are you good with that?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
So all we have to do is execute it that way.
Motion.
I'd like to make a motion that we enter a 3-year agreement with Inline Technologies for maintenance at $4,050 a month.
Beginning March 1.
What is that beginning? March 1, I guess it would be.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Second.
Yeah, we've been month to month for the last
3 months.
Since December, I think.
Mm. Okay. Motion by Commissioner Barker, seconded by Commissioner Heffner to award the contract to the lowest and best bidder for support and maintenance, which is Inline, for 3 years at $4,050 per month. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Thank you, Brock. Item 9 is discuss and take action, and thank you, Stella. Don't want to leave you out.
No.
Number 9 is to discuss and take action to award road and bridge bids for oil, dirt, and hot oil sand. Is there anyone here from APAC, Texas? Armor? Okay. This was their opportunity to appear and give evidence to the court concerning their lower bid and evidence of their responsibility, but they're not here. So we need to award the bid for the hot oil sand and oil dirt. And who was that, Andy?
The oil sand
was
Wood
it was
County.
Wood County.
And the oil.
Now the reason for the prices were real close, but your reason for preferring Wood County and who?
Amen.
Was for poor services.
Yes.
It was costing us in downtime.
And then there was a delivery charge and there was a reclaim charge.
Well, that's on the road.
Okay. So is it Wood County getting the asphalt, the oil dirt?
Yes.
Who's the road oil come from? Brian and Brian?
Brian and
Brian. The same, okay. So with Wood County, it was a service problem.
Right. Well, with APAC, it was a service problem.
Right.
So you're asking we accept Wood County for hot oil sand and for oil dirt?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Motion to approve Andy's recommendations.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Gentry, seconded by Commissioner Spencer to approve Mr. Jordan's recommendation of Wood County for the award of the bid for oil dirt and hot oil sand. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved.
Move to adjourn.
And we don't have to do road oil.
That's pretty clear.
That was all in there, budget.
No, it was oil dirt and hot oil sand.
Oh, I'm sorry.
We don't need to do road oil?
We did that last time.
We already did that? Okay.
Yeah. There's a motion and a second to adjourn. Those in favor?
Aye.
We're adjourned.